Good morning. And if you're in a later time zone, good afternoon. So I'm just going to say a few words before we do a meditation. We'll start by saying, you know, posture has a role certainly in our practice. And there'll be some posture instructions at 11 o'clock in California time later today. So it's helpful to have an upright posture, but that also has some ease. And this is a little bit of an art how to find this. Be helpful to not move too much, but there's no need to really struggle with posture either. If you need to move, you can just do so mindfully, slowly with attention on it, you can adjust your posture. So be gentle with your body. Respect your body. Don't push yourself too much. And yet stretch your capabilities a little bit. You know your body best, of course, so listen to what it's telling you. For this sitting, I'll guide us on breathing meditation, mindfulness of breathing. The breath is continuous. It has a certain rhythm. Often it has a calming effect when we bring our attention to it. So it's quite common to start with breath meditation. Maybe this is your regular practice. For some people, breath meditation doesn't work. It's a little bit agitating. If that's the case for you, you're welcome to do maybe like sound meditation or maybe to stay with the body. But for the most part, I'll be giving instructions on the breath. Probably we all know that mindfulness practice is a noticing practice. We just are simply noticing what's happening right now. We all have this capacity to notice what is in our direct experience. So if you set up the goal, if you have this goal to be very peaceful or to not have a wandering mind, just notice that that is different than noticing. So just remind like, oh, my objective here for this amount of time is simply to notice. Sounds pretty simple. Not so easy, necessarily. And maybe I'll also say there's an emphasis on gentleness and kindness towards oneself. For some of us, having some instructions creates the conditions for the inner critic to arise. Just a real encouragement. Have some kindness towards yourself. Some warmth towards yourself. It can be helpful at the beginning of a meditation period to generally scan the body and see if there are any places of obvious holding. We're just noticing some obvious tightness. It might be that bringing our attention to these areas allows them to soften, relax. It might not also. It's perfectly fine. We work with what is. We practice with what is. When we're checking in with the body, we might also notice the pressure against the body and the way that we are sitting. At the beginning of a meditation period, it can be helpful just to tune in to that feeling of groundedness, connectedness. We are here. At this moment, and then we can rest our attention on the sensations of breathing, the feeling of the movement associated with breathing, feeling that movement in the chest or in the belly, or maybe it's with feeling the different temperature air going in and out of the nose. Not so much thinking about the breath, but feeling the sensations, feeling the movement, the stretching, the non-stretching, the rhythm. No need to modify the manner in which we are breathing. We're just noticing. Maybe the breath feels a little fast, a little slow, deep or shallow. However it might be. maybe bringing a little bit of curiosity. Does it feel to have an in-breath? The beginning, the middle, the end of the in-breath. What about the out-breath? How does that feel? The pulling, the stretching, and then the non-pulling or stretching. And of course, the transitions between in-breaths and out-breaths. How does that feel? In a relaxed, easy manner, without straining, but yet also with clear intention. To be with the sensations of breathing. And when we discover the mind has wandered, is lost in thought, we just very simply, gently begin again. It absolutely does not matter how many times you have to begin again. This is the practice. In some ways, we could say beginning again is really what mindfulness practice is. Bringing our attention for this meditation to the sensations of breathing. Is there a way in which you might breathe or pay attention to the sensations of breathing that supports a sense of ease, a sense of well-being? If that's available, allow that to be a support. Any sense of okayness. It might be that the rhythm of breathing has a calming, soothing quality. And if you don't feel okay, if at this time they're in the midst of some difficulties, is there a way and that you can be okay with not being okay? Like, this is how it is right now. We don't have to deny it. We don't have to pretend. But if it is available, a sense of okayness, any sense of well-being, allow that to be part of your experience. Just like with the posture, we have alertness and ease. Can there be a way which you're mindful of the sensations of breathing with clear intention, but without straining, without jumping on the breath or clinging onto the breath? In the last few minutes of this meditation, can you check in with the attitude in which we practice? Can there be some kindness towards ourselves? When we discover that we've been lost in thought, just in a very uncomplicated, simple way, beginning again. Being with the experience of breathing, accompanying the experience of breathing.